Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Jupiter Wagons Limited call for discussion on Indian Railways halting of new application for private sector rakes and its implications, hosted by Systematix Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Agrawal from Systematix Institutional Equities. Thank you and over to you.
Yeah, good evening ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Systematix, I would like to welcome Mr. Vivek Lohia, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Keshri, Chief Financial Officer at Jupiter Wagons. Without much ado, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Vivek Lohia to give his opening remarks on, you know, the latest discussion on Indian Railways halting of new application for private sector rakes and its implications. Over to you, Vivekji.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. So we have organized this call with regard to the article which had appeared on Economic Times regarding the Indian Railways halting of private rakes. So this call is regarding the clarification of the same. So at the outset, I would like to state that that article is a little misleading. So this the announcement from Railway, this announcement was made on 13th March itself, and this is pertaining to mainly the GPISW scheme, which is specifically for the box and HL wagons. Whereas all the other railway schemes such as the CTO, AFTO, LSFTO, rest of the schemes are running as usual. And with regard to the GPISW scheme also, the basic intention was with Railway was that they have already given approvals for about 300 rakes, which amounts to about 18,000 wagons, for which the private industry has not yet procured those wagons. Further, they have also clarified that the applications which have been submitted, which they say is close to about 400 rakes, which is another, say, 6,000 wagons, which makes it about 24,000 wagons. The whole idea was that, you know, they wanted people, this whole backlog to get liquidated because they felt that already too many applications have been cleared. And then they want certain revisions to be done in the scheme. So that's why they have given this moratorium, because they feel that there's enough clearances which they have already given. In the meantime, they can revise and come out with a newer scheme. I think that was the whole idea behind this. So when it comes to Jupiter Wagons, this withdrawal of the scheme doesn't have any, I would say, financial repercussions on the company, both in terms of value-wise as well as order-wise. As you all are aware that currently we have more than 110 rakes which are from private customers, which includes about 60 odd rakes under the GPISW schemes and about 50 odd rakes under the various other schemes. Plus, we are also under discussions with a lot of customers. So right now, you know, DP World has come out with a tender for 24 rakes of container wagons. Plus, with other customers also, we are under discussions. With regard to Box and HL also, when the scheme was closed on 13-3, after that, we have closed orders for about close to 16 odd rakes. And we are under further discussions. So today, if you look at the order books, I think for 23-24 financial year and 24-25, practically, you know, we don't have much headroom to take any new orders. Fully booked. And as I have told you that 24,000 wagons, and this is just one scheme, okay, this does not include all the other types of wagon. This itself, on an average, if you look, box and HL wagons, in particular, if you look at the private sector they don't buy more than 4,000 to 5,000 wagons every year. So, you know, if you look at the run rate, you're talking about at least 4 to 5 years of run rate with the permissions which are already in place. I think from my end, I think I've covered, regarding this, the issue, and then I open it to the forum if anybody has any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have our first question from the line of Jigar Kamdar from Systematics Group. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for hosting this call. Sir, I have a couple of questions more from my side. Sir, if you can say, sir, some regarding the demand mix from the private sector, from the various wagons, it will be really helpful. And also on the moratorium, can it be lifted earlier than as highlighted by the Indian Railways of 2 years? If you can throw some light on it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you, Jigarji. Okay, so on the wagon mix, so, you know, that mix keeps on changing from year to year. So, very difficult to quantify in terms of percentage. But overall, if you look at the mix, about 30 to 35% would be the box and wagons. Then another 30 would be the roughly. These are all rough numbers because it keeps on changing year to year. Another 30% would be your container wagons. Then there is a sizable requirement for auto rakes. I think next year you will see a huge requirement coming in for auto rakes because there's a new Tolo auto carrier which we are working on and the industry is working on. So those will, the prototypes and the oscillation trials will all get completed this year. Once that is done, you will find a sizable requirement coming in for auto rakes. Plus, there's a requirement for rakes for carrying loose fly ash cement, which is a constant requirement from the cement industry. And now, you know, with this GPS, because the Supreme Court also coming down on the pollution caused by the open wagons, so especially for carrying fly ash and loose cement, you will find more and more of the BTPA, BTAP, BFNS kind of wagons getting inducted, and then there are also those hopper wagons which are needed. With regard to the scheme getting, so the whatever indications which we are getting from the railway board is that definitely the scheme will get lifted earlier, because again there's a lot of also pressure from the industry, especially the steel industry. But there will be some changes in the new revised scheme. That is the indication which we are getting.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Preetam from Wealthy Vaya. Please go ahead.
Sir, regarding my question is regarding your two things. One is a braking system, the plant that you had restarted, how that is shaping up. Second is, from Tatra wagon, what kind of technology transfer or export market is getting open from the one of the large stakeholders in the company? And third is about the green power motors. Any rough estimates, ballpark figures for the capex, and when it will be starting, what kind of pricing it will be on green vehicles? EV.
Thank you. Okay, with regard to the brake systems, you know, there are two. One is for the brake disc. You know, I'm happy to announce that the now our plant is fully commissioned. We have already started delivering to Indian Railways, as well as now we have also going to be starting the exports very shortly in a couple of months. In the financial year 2023-24, on the brake disc side, we are looking at a turnover of at least about 100-odd crores, which I think next year should grow to 200-300 crores. On the brake systems, again, we are happy to announce that now Railway has cleared us for the LHB brake systems also. We got our approvals last week itself. So now we are going to be starting to bid for the tenders. So hopefully this year we should get an order book of at least, again, 200-odd crores in this also. So next financial year, I think both the businesses combined should be at least 500-odd crore, should be the turnover, and it is in line with whatever we have stated earlier also. On the Stone India also, we are very hopeful that within April we should complete the acquisition of Stone India, which will further strengthen our position in that business. So this is on the braking business. And with regard to Tatravagonka, the cooperation has been very strong, and we are already exploring with them orders for the African market. There are certain tenders also which we have participated along with them. Then they are also looking to buy certain components from us for their own European requirements. And most importantly, we are expecting the global tender of the Indian Railways very shortly, in which Tatra will be an important and a very active participant in the Jupiter consortium for the tender.
EV.
Yeah. Finally, on the EV side, again, the progress is in line with whatever we had announced earlier. And as stated that by end of this year, we will be launching our vehicle. Right now, it is going through the homologation process. So by end of this year, we'll be definitely launching our EV vehicle. In terms of the CapEx plan, right now, it is a work in progress. As and when it's frozen, we will come back to you. Thank you.
Mr. Preetham, are you through with the question?
Yeah. Thank you. I will get back in queue. Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have a question from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead. Mr. Parvez Qazi, please go ahead with your question.
Yeah. Hi. Good evening. My question is regarding the global tender from Indian Railways that you just alluded to. So just wanted to check what could be the potential size of this order, and when do you expect, let's say, deliveries to start on this order, considering that anyways the current order book for most of the major players is already full? So by when can we start delivery on this global tender? Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Qazi. So with regard to the global tender, the tender quantity is going to be about 50,000-odd wagons. And then besides that also, I think Railway will be procuring other wagons also. So in the next year, we expect tenders for at least 80,000-odd wagons from Indian Railways. For the global tender, I think average price could be anything between 60-80 lakhs. Delivery will, once the order is finalized, delivery is supposed to commence 1 year from the placement of orders. So yeah, that is, I think, the timeline. And maybe obviously, if Jupiter today wins the bid, we are looking to set up additional infrastructure to deliver these wagons because, as you rightly said, that at least for the next 3 years, our order books are very strong, and capacities are more or less booked. Thank you.
Sure. So would it be fair to say that anyone who gets this order will have to set up new facility?
No. I'm saying that Jupiter will definitely be setting up additional facility. So I cannot for the rest of the industry, I cannot comment. But because in case of Jupiter, we will be setting up because, as I said, that our current order book which we have and what we are expecting our capacity is going to be more or less exhausted for the next 3 years. So we will be setting up additional capacity for these deliveries.
My second question is, when you mentioned that price could be 60 to 80 odd lakhs, is the higher price because of some change in design specifications, or is it because of inclusion of the AMC business also?
Both. Definitely, the design specifications are completely changing in this wagon. That is the primary reason for it to be a global tender. They want a 25-ton axle load, plus they want higher payloads in the wagon. So definitely, the wagon will go through sizable design changes. Plus, they want the AMC to be done for 30 years. So all that put together will definitely have a price impact on the wagon.
Sure. Thanks. That's it from my side, and all the best, teacher.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a question from the line of Kush Tandon from Ananta Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I just missed the earlier part of the question, but I got the answer from your previous comments. With this development of the recent news of the Indian Railways for which you have organized this call, I am assuming that our order book is absolutely not disturbed by this. Also, will it be possible for you to quantify how many wagons are you supplying to this particular development or this particular field for the next 2 years in terms of our order book?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Tandon, for your question. So again, I would like to state is that this scheme, Railway are basically saying is that they will not give any new licenses under the scheme, but already they have about 300 odd licenses. This is Railway numbers only, which they have already issued, for which those wagons have not been inducted, and plus they are issuing another 100 odd licenses, of which applications have already are there in the pipeline when the scheme got closed. So, and despite the closure of the scheme, there is more than enough wagons which are in the pipeline. And right now, I think under the scheme, as I had stated at the beginning of the call, we have around 60 odd rakes which we are delivering right now under the scheme. And then there are also a large number of rakes which are under negotiations.
Okay. Thank you for this clarification. I'm sorry I joined the call a little late. That was my question. Thanks a lot, sir.
No issues. No issues.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Anurag Jain from Art Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Sorry. My questions have been answered. Just one clarification. On the brakes business, you mentioned 100 crores odd revenue on the brake disc and 200 crores on the brake system for FY24. Is that correct?
Yes. So on the brake disc, 100 crores of revenue, we have said on brake system side, we have said that we expect 200 crores of order books. Now, against the order books, how much? Because we got the final clearances, as I mentioned last week itself. Now, against those order books, how much are we able to execute this year? That is a little early for me to give the correct figures, but we are expecting at least 200 crores of order books on the brake system side. But on the brake disc side, since the approvals had come much earlier, so our execution has started, so we definitely will be doing a business of about 100 crores, out of which a sizable amount will be exports to the European market.
So, 100 crores revenue expected on the disc side and 200 crores order book on the brake system. which will be
on the brake system. I don't know how much of that we will be executing. Those figures, I think, later down the year, I'll be able to elaborate.
And sir, on when would the tenders open? I mean, is it on a rolling basis?
Tenders on a rolling basis. So we are participating in one tender in a couple of days itself. So these are not like, wagon tenders which are annualized. These are on a rolling basis. It keeps on coming out.
Sure. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Mangesh Kulkarni from Almonds Global Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Kulkarni.
Yeah. Sir, thanks for giving this clarification on the scheme. I just wanted to know about Stone India acquisition and the progress and when the figures will start reflecting in our consolidated statement.
So first we have, the acquisition is not yet complete, so we expect the courts to give the final orders this month. So I think once the acquisition is complete, it will take us at least a quarter to get things started in Stone India. So hopefully, I think if the acquisition happens in the next couple of months, then before end of this year, we will operationalize the business.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Balasubramanian from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt, but your voice is breaking up.
Sir, I want to understand the demand side, if you go to break in terms of percentage, which are the sectors we are experiencing more demand, cement, steel, coal sectors, and that would be really helpful. And another thing on that manufacturing sales volume side, we have increased from April to February, we have increased the production sales volume to 200 to around 600. And Jan, it's almost 3x of, almost 2 to 3x of growth.
Can you repeat the second part of your question with regard to the sales? Your voice is, the first part I could get. With regard to the scheme, the second part I could not follow at all.
Sir, on the sales volume side, I'm referring to that. In April, we did a sales volume of 206. And in
sorry, your voice is breaking. I think if you could reconnect with some other phone, because honestly, I'm not able to understand your question.
Okay, fine, sir. I'll come back.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. We have a question from the line of Preetam from Wealthy Buyer. Please go ahead.
So my question is regarding the monthly volumes right now. We are doing around 312 wagons per month, I think. Whereas Titagarh and others, Titagarh is doing around 630 and Texmaco is doing around 350 or so. So post this order and participation, and provided we participate well into the tender, what do you see, how much monthly volumes we will do and what will be the average cost shifting? The previous order as well as current order, average wagon ASP basically will shift to because of the new order, where it will go.
Okay, Mr. Peter, first I would like to clarify that we are not doing 350 wagons per month. Last month itself we did about 600 plus wagons. So on an average we have always been doing more than 500 wagons, and now we are doing close to 600 wagons every month. So I think let me clarify that first.
Okay.
Second, I think on the execution side, I think you wanted to understand, I think we are today one of the best in terms of execution, because if you, Texmaco, again, the figures are much lower. Titagarh is also only executing one kind of railway wagons, whereas if you look at our mix, we are doing, since we are supplying mainly to the private sector as well as to Indian Railways, so we have a very varied mix of wagons which we are supplying, and that too at a higher quantity. So that way our entire production process is much more diversified and much more stronger. So we are ready for any challenges, you know, which comes in the future.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So average value where it will shift, the previous one where around cost was around 35 lakhs.
So today what we are executing, you know, our average value is 40 lakhs plus. So because again, you know, we are executing more high value orders, so our average price is 40 lakhs plus.
Okay. Which might shift little higher after this order.
Yes, going forward, you know, obviously expectation is that it will shift higher.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
And then once the global tender, you get the order book, definitely the numbers will be much bigger.
Right.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question are requested to press star and one on their phone. We have a next question from the line of Tushar Raghatate from Kamayakya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Sir, as you mentioned this global order, I was just calculating that you said the wagon order is in the quantum of 50,000 to 60,000. So considering the 30-35 lakhs, it's coming about near to 2,000. Even if we get the 10% of that share, it's coming about 2,000. 2,000 odd order book. So I just want to understand till what extent we can get the orders from this upcoming, this global order.
So one is, I think the wagon price or average price will be much higher than the 35 lakhs which you have mentioned. Secondly, you know, now what kind of order book which we'll get is very difficult to say. I think once the financial bids are open only we will come to know. But what I can definitely say is that we are in a very strong position when it comes to the tender as and when it comes out. Because again, we have a very strong partnership with Tatra Vagonka, and whatever the design parameters the railway is looking for, we are one of the strongest players, you know, right now in the industry, who are in a position to deliver on the design parameters sought by Indian Railways. So definitely on the technical side, we have we are very strong when it comes to the wagon design railway is looking for. But however, again, it's, you know, whether we win the order book or not, it is time will only tell.
So on this Vande Bharat train, like government has mentioned, they are planning for 400 watt Vande Bharat train. So I just want to understand what contribution from this big order we can get to, you know, the Jupiter Wagons business in terms of the products we can supply to Vande Bharat train.
So it's a good question. So you know, Jupiter is not looking to directly bid for the Vande Bharat, because we don't see any, you know, real profit opportunities there. Because if you look at, you know, historically in India in the last 10 years, whoever has supplied rolling stock, be it on the metro side, on the railway side, on the passenger side, nobody has really made any money. And I think there's, right now it's very competitive, and there is more on the supply side which is available than on the demand side. But definitely, you know, already, so a brake disc and the brake systems, these are the two areas we are looking to supply on the Vande Bharat side. Then there are certain components also which we are already working on. So we are working again very closely with people like Siemens, with the Russian consortium which just won the bid, people, so you know, and as the private sector participation increases in the Vande Bharat, so over the next few years, you will see that Jupiter is participating in terms of, on the component side, our participation will definitely, you will see a sizable participation from our side. but we are not looking to bid for the rolling stock.
Okay. Sir, on this DSP, so government has a target to complete this Western and Eastern DSP by June 2024, if I'm not mistaken. Sir, I just want to understand the private wagon, you know, the orders going forward after the completion of DSPs. What sort of opportunity you are seeing in the private space?
So, see, on the private sales, as we feel that there is a huge opportunity, and as and more the railway infrastructure improves, and you will see the private requirement, the quantum will keep on increasing. I think, again, with the DFCC, you will find a huge increase, I think, on the requirements for container wagons, again, for the, you know, the box and wagons, the other specialized wagons. And as and how railway keeps on improving its infrastructure, I think that it's now a question of the, I think there is a very distinct advantage on transporting goods through rail. That is an undeniable fact. It's a question of infrastructure. As the railway infrastructure keeps on improving, the demand will keep on rising.
Sir, my last question on your acquisition on the Stone India. I want to understand what sort of impacts in the good term it will have on our margin going forward, going 2 to 3 years down the line.
So, as I've said, you know, Stone India will help us in expand the brake business. And brake business, by its nature, since it's a very, globally as well as in India, it's a high technology item, and there are not many players in the segment, and not very easy to enter the segment. So, it is going, and it will help us expand our capacities. And they have also a lot of, licenses which are still very relevant. So definitely it will help improve the size of our brake business. And I think in the next 3 to 4 years, we expect our brake business to be anything close to about anything between a 600 to 1,000 crore business. So it will definitely have a huge impact on our EBITDA margins.
Fair enough, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Usha Parekh from UTP Investments. Please go ahead.
Yep, thank you. Thank you for your time today, sir. Just one question on the export markets. You said you plan to start exports probably this year. So what is the kind of, percentage targets or percentage expectations you have in terms of overall export revenues over the next 2 to 3 years, sir?
So on the brake disc side, I think we are looking at least about 30 to 40% to be our export of whatever we manufacture. And on the brake system side, I think it's little early, but definitely, again, it's going to be sizable numbers only going ahead.
Okay, thank you. And just one more thing to answer the prior question. In terms of the components that you're looking at, the newer opportunities, any specific big segment that you feel will help the company grow in the next 2 to 3 years, apart from the wagons and the brakes on the railway side?
So again, as I've told you that on, say, Vande Bharat and other rolling stocks, the metro, there are a lot of other components which we are working on, which right now we cannot disclose. Those are all work in progress. So we expect a sizable amount of business to come from those products also. But right now, primarily our focus, besides on the railway side, primarily our focus is on our wagons and on the brake system, which itself we see a huge potential in the next 5 years. And then I think the container business is also doing very well for us. Again, we see a huge potential there. And then obviously the EV business, which we have recently entered. So we are also exploring on the passenger side. And there is a lot of areas which we have already, a lot of forward discussions. But as and when they materialize, we'll announce the same.
Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have a question from the line of Anurag Jain from Art Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So just wanted an update on the availability of wheel sets. I believe we had imported wheel sets in the last quarter to ensure consistent supply. Is the situation any better as of today? And secondly, given that Railways has awarded a contract to RK Forge and Titagarh Wagons for wheel set supply for 20 years, what kind of benefits do we see for all the wagon manufacturers? Yeah, any comments on that?
Okay, yeah, thank you. So on the wheel sets, we are continuously, I think, there is a pipeline of imports which are coming in from the global market, and I think those supplies are continuous, so we are not facing any challenges when it comes to supplying of private wagons. On the railway side, I think Indian Railway has done a very good job, so they are producing enough wheel sets right now. So again, on the railway order book, again we don't face any challenges. So railway has decided not to give wheel sets for the private orders, for which only we are importing. So on the railway side, we don't see any challenges. On the new allocation which has been done to Tita, it's again to Ramkrishna Forging, it's too early. I think initially, as per the tender, they have to supply the wheel sets to Indian Railways. So it is again the decision of Indian Railways how and what modus operandi they do to allocate those wheel sets. So I think it's too early to comment on that.
So as of now, there's no allocation for private supplies. Is that correct?
We don't
know as of now.
There is no, Indian Railways not allocating any wheel sets for the private supplies, but that's not a challenge for us, because we have already a year back we had factored that in, and we have placed enough orders. So as I have said earlier also, today we have about 30,000 wheel sets of orders which we have already placed. So those are all they are coming continuously, and they're in the pipeline.
Okay, so some imports will still continue.
Import, yes, it's happening on a regular basis. It's an ongoing thing.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question are requested to press star and one on their phone. We have a question from the line of Pavan Kumar Roy, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening. I must compliment you for the excellent number which you have mentioned, those 600 plus wagons you have produced. And it is definitely going to have an impact on the revenue and the profitability of the company. My next question is in two parts. Firstly, on your borrowings, you have 234 crore of borrowings. How do you plan to reduce that? And secondly, on the capex, what are your plan for the new capex? Because you are visualizing in next 2 to 3 years or 4 years, you are likely to increase the revenue by another 1,000 crores. I want to know your plans.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, sir. So on the borrowing, it's mainly we don't have any substantial term loan exposures. Our term loan exposures are less than 20 odd crores. It is mainly, I think, working capital. So it is short-term. These are all very short-term borrowings and working capital related. So today, if you look at the balance sheet, we are net debt-free company. So on future capex plans, as I've already mentioned, on the braking business side, most of the capex has been undertaken by us. And beyond that also, definitely there is a capex which is, there are substantial capex which are going to happen. But, again, since we are a net debt-free company, we have very strong cash flows also coming in. So our cash flows, would be more than adequate right now to meet all our capital requirements, and in the near term we don't visualize any additional bank borrowing for our capex requirements.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Agrawal for closing comments. Over to you.
Yeah, on behalf of Systematics, I would like to thank Shri Vivek Lohia ji and Sanjeev Keshri ji for the timely call today. Thanks a lot to all of you once again. Good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of Systematics Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.